Strong-arm tactics that give the industry a bad name, and that may violate laws against harassment and intimidation. Only big operators will be monitored in this way, but regulators say that should cover agencies responsible for 60% of the industry's annual receipts, Frank.
Massachusetts is moving to permanently shut down the pharmacy linked to the meningitis outbreak that's taken 23 lives, and taking steps to keep contaminated drugs from reaching the market in the future.
These pharmacies will be inspected at least annually and more frequently in the case of a substantiated complaint.
Governor Deval Patrick. Rain from approaching tropical storm Sandy is already pelting Jamaica. The storm could become a hurricane later today. S&P futures are up 4.5 points ahead of the opening bell after yesterday's 243-point drop in the Dow Industrials. This is CBS News.
Mostly cloudy, 57 degrees at BWI at 64 downtown, headed for a high near 80 again today. Good morning, it's 7:03. I'm Dave Durian. This portion of Maryland's Morning News is brought to you by the Mergis Group. Police are looking for a man who they say attacked a college student on a campus in Baltimore. City police say a female student was leaving the Notre Dame of Maryland library early Monday morning when she was sexually assaulted. WBAL Sarah Simpson reports campus security patrols have now been increased and students are being encouraged to use the campus escort service.
Senior Takia Ranieri says she already does all those things. Monday's assault, she says, was unusual.
A little surprised because it's never happened here in my three years here.
Officials say there are a number of emergency phones around campus if a student does need help. And although they're not often used, Monday's incident is a wake-up call for this sleepy campus.
We are in the middle of a city, and so we need to remind our students to be aware of that and to take precautions to protect themselves.
Police describe their suspect as a white man in his mid-40s, medium build, and facial hair. Baltimore County police say two 13-year-old girls were assaulted after a football game at Catonsville High School Friday night. They reportedly met an acquaintance and three other boys who tried to talk them into accompanying them to some nearby woods. The girls refused, and then, according to police, they were dragged into the woods. Touched inappropriately, the boys exposed themselves and the girls escaped, running to the nearby home of a relative. Detectives say they're still trying to identify the suspects, some of them through their nicknames. A Baltimore police officer shot a man in the arm and upper body in Northwest Baltimore last night after he fired at the officer. It happened in the 3000 block of Spaulding Avenue. The officer was sent to the scene originally near Pimlico to investigate reports of gunfire around 9 p.m. The man is listed in stable condition at a hospital. It's 7:05. Here's traffic and weather together on the fives with Jim Rush.
Southbound Harrisburg Expressway, expect to find delays beginning near York Road and Parkton, continuing down toward Middletown Road. There was an earlier truck fire northbound 83 before Middletown. It is off the road. The lanes are open and the fire is out. Further south, some heavy traffic starting to form up in the Timonium stretches. No accidents to report as you travel around the Beltway right now, but heavy and slow from near Bel Air Road over toward Lock Raven. 95 south delays from near White Marsh past the Beltway toward 895. Tunnels are okay. Traffic on the west side Beltway slow from 795 to Frederick Road in southbound 795. Jammed up Owings Mills Boulevard to get onto the Beltway. I-70, no wrecks reported inbound out of Howard County. 95 southbound leaving the city. A crash at Russell Street gone. No delay. 95 southbound at Powder Mill. 212. An accident left shoulder. Only a brief delay getting past that. Delaney Valley authorities dealing with a crash on Delaney Valley Road at Seminary and also an accident South Baltimore, Hanover Street near Cross. That was pretty serious. You may still find some activity going on there. See a traffic incident? Call me on your Verizon cell phone.